President Trump has about 7 weeks left in his term, and in that time, ProPublica reports his administration is rushing to approve dozens of last-minute policy changes, among them a rule that could bring back firing squads and electrocutions for federal executions. The changes affect some of the most powerful people, such as oil drillers and drug makers and tech startups, and the most vulnerable, families on food stamps, transgender people in homeless shelters, and migrant workers. We got on Skype a little earlier to talk with ProPublica reporter Isaac Arnsdorf about what's going on.
One thing that definitely stands out is just the quantity of them. So it's pretty standard at the end of any administration to see a lot of last-minute rulemaking activity. But it's especially notable when there's a change in party and it's happening during this lame duck period. And to some extent, what's going to happen is tying the hands of the next president in terms of what he's going to be able to do and how he's going to be able to advance his agenda. And so an interesting example of that here is a move that the Justice Department is making to give itself more flexibility in the methods of execution for federal inmates on death row. And the reason that I highlight that is because President-elect Biden opposes the death penalty and has said there won't be any federal executions under his administration. And the Trump administration is proceeding with a number of them that they're trying to do before January 20th.
What about worker protections and environmental protections?
Absolutely. So there are a whole lot of those. The EPA has spent years wrapping up several very significant rule changes that are going to make it much harder to justify Clean Air Act regulations, so restrictions on air pollution. And those are kind of teed up in the final stage. And so there's a pretty widespread expectation that the agency is going to try to finish those off before the inauguration. And then the Labor Department has been moving very swiftly. It hasn't been spending as long, and it's been taking some sort of shortcuts in terms of shortening the period of accepting public input on a number of rules that are very friendly to employers. One example of that is broadening the definition of an independent contractor so that companies like Uber don't have to give the same as many benefits and protections to their workers as if they were full employees.
As messy as it may be for the Biden administration, could they go back in and change all of this and it was like it never happened?
The short answer is no, not really. The long answer is it depends on the particular rule that we're talking about and what the status is. So if it's something that the Trump administration doesn't manage to finish, then yes, it'd be pretty easy for the Biden administration to just walk away from it. But if it does get finalized, then a few things would have to happen. Either the Biden administration would have to go through a whole long rulemaking process all over again, which usually takes a number of years, or the Trump administration rule would have to get blocked in court, which can certainly happen, especially if this rushed process introduces some kind of error. The final possibility is something called the Congressional Review Act, which is basically a fast-track mechanism for Congress to repeal a recent rule. But whether that's going to be an option for Democrats would depend on control of the Senate.
And of course, we won't know who controls the Senate until those two Georgia runoff elections will be settled early next year. That's Isaac Arnsdorf with ProPublica joining us on Skype. Read more about the last-minute changes the Trump administration is trying to make at WTOP.com. Search changes.